Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elon Musk takes over Twitter, fires all the top execs. He dissolves the board, although he says he's going to bring the board back together. Lets a bunch of people go before they vest in their stock options. Says they will be honored. In terms of, you know, the product itself, there's a report in the Washington Post that they're going to start charging for premium content. They're going to charge maybe for your blue check mark. And I see a toggle that I had never seen, although I guess it's been there since June, the downvote on replies. I don't know what to make of any of it. The guy I go to is Lon Seidman from Lon.tv. You can go to his YouTube channel with over 300,000 subscribers, and he does videos all the time on a whole bunch of things. Lon, good morning.
Good morning. They won't give me a check mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's been one of the big issues is that, you know, for a lot of people who are popular on other platforms, getting verified on Twitter is almost impossible.
Huh.
And they have a process that you can go through, and almost everybody that tries to, at least in my circle, gets denied. Although for a long time, if you knew somebody at Twitter, they would just give you one. You know, it's become this this commodity.
Right.
That is hard to get, and I think you know. So if you look at the discussion on there, you know, you'll see a lot of people like me, kind of in the creator middle class, if you will, who were recognized with our blue check mark, who really are kind of excited about the opportunity to level the playing field out a little bit. But everyone complaining are those with it.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Dynamic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had one for years, mainly because I worked for recognized and reputable news organizations,
mm-hmm.
and it never was an issue, even when I had like 3,000 followers. But I don't. It's funny. You think it's the commoditizing it is a good thing for you. I think it's stupid because I just don't. You want more credible people. You don't want to raise the bar for credibility. You mean like if you're credible, you're credible, and you should be on there. They're trying to get rid of the stuff that isn't credible. So I think they would want to incentivize credible people to be on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I think a better strategy would have been to make a real effort to find people, you know, and I'm not saying like I'm deserving of it, but I think, you know, YouTube has given me a check mark. So perhaps there's some cross compatibility here between platforms or something. Yeah, I think every social media platform becomes what it is because of its users. And, you know, YouTube by design, you know, had people's credibility get essentially assigned by the viewership for the most part. Certainly there are people coming in from major media organizations and obviously, you know, news organizations publishing on YouTube. But for the most part, you know, I think the over time audiences kind of figured out who was credible, and that allowed people to rise to the top. You know, Twitter's often been a center of influence. And although they don't have a large amount of users on it compared to Facebook and YouTube and other platforms, the amplification potential of Twitter is substantial. You know, I just remember a time I was in my car, my dashboard camera picked up a meteor falling, and I put it on Twitter, and I had calls within 10 minutes from five different news organizations all over the country.
Right, can we use this? Can we use this?
Can we use this? Can we amplify it, right? And so that's the strength of the platform. It's hard to monetize that because it's not a quantifiable value. But I think that's the challenge that he has with this.
Well,
how do we...
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. We only have like 4 or 5 minutes. We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.tv. You can get his YouTube channel. I actually just followed you on Twitter. I didn't know that I wasn't following you already. But I want to take a step backward because this is where it all starts for me, is that how, and you talk about it. I mean, it's sort of, for me, it's where I get 90% of my content and all of my news, you know, because I can rely on the organizations to put out their material and I can get a lot of it without paying for it. How concerned should I be about the integrity of my number one source of information?
I think in the short term, it should be okay, because generally you see what you follow, right? So, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't follow on Twitter because I just don't want to, be, you know, just engrossed in drama all day long. There's people that sit on there and fight all day.
Right.
I would love to see that kind of behavior, you know, de-escalated in the algorithm even further. I think in the short term, nothing's really going to change because although he's making some changes, you know, the mechanics of the bureaucracy, I think, are still kind of in the same function. I think Elon is definitely a bit eccentric, to say the least. He's certainly not helping himself this week by some of his behavior surrounding how he's been communicating on the platform. I think a lot of celebrities, it's almost like a direct line into their brains, and they can very easily reach a lot of people with their opinions without thinking about it. So I think what he's got to do is what he's done in other companies, which is bring in competent leadership who can take his ideas and formulate them into something that's feasible. And this is really going to be a good experiment because this is the first major algorithmically driven social media platform that will no longer be accountable to shareholders. So I'm really curious to see how the algorithm will work when it's just about making a more than break-even profit as opposed to having to appease a shareholder environment. So,
yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, you're right. It's the first one to be taken out, taken private. We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV. I do think the one, because people always say, with Twitter, how do you, it's hard to change the core model of it in ways that others have innovated, whether it's Instagram or TikTok and what have you. And I do think that the way they handle video, they've already added some above the fold sort of video scrolls and stuff like that. I mean, that's where they could definitely make more hay. And the other thing is, do you think that people, after going years and years without paying to see things, will pay to see things?
Yeah, I think the model he's going to follow is what YouTube has done with their premium tier, which is that you can pay to get rid of the ads and improve your experience, or you can go free and just get hit with ads all the time. What I would like to see as a content creator is that I don't put my video on Twitter because there's no monetization path. So if there's a monetization path under Elon's leadership here, and there is a way in which I can upload longer videos that are typically what I do on YouTube, then I'm definitely interested in providing more content to the platform to see if it works and it can earn me additional money. Right now, I'm not allowed to because I don't have a blue check mark.
Really? And you can't, have you had direct negotiate? Because I remember when I started with a new news organization in Boston, they literally negotiated with Twitter and got everyone on air staff verified.
Right, and that's exactly the kind of disparity in the process is that me as an independent creator, I have to go through this process of proving that I am who I am and that I am deserving of this check mark. And I could have the same number of followers as somebody who works at CNN, and I won't get the check mark, and they will. And I'm also limited in how long a video I can upload. I'm not allowed to monetize video. YouTube is much more, I'd say, democratic, if you will, in that if you have a good following and produce quality content, you are given the ability to upload longer videos and monetize them. So I think there's some growth areas here that I think could add a lot of content to their platform that are not currently there. And, I just don't put my stuff where I can't monetize it.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic a bit just from my standpoint that this might, be an opportunity. But at the same time, it's also a lot of risk here that he might lose his $44 billion investment.
Yeah.
So well, how it plays out.
We think you're blue check worthy. And
thank you.
You can go to Lon.TV on YouTube to see all his stuff. We always appreciate the time. Lon Seidman from Lon.TV. Have a good one, bud.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.